Bezos Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Lamedalid is a big one, an oft-discussed one, and a very important one. And that is the sugya, as our Gemara discussed, of Bein Hashmashos. What are the different opinions of what constitutes Bein Hashmashos? When is it certainly night for mitzvahs like Kriya Shema, which have to be done at night, and many, many others? And what is the time that one has to be careful to stop doing malacha on Erev Shabbos? We will begin discussing the earliest possible times for Shkia, and then end with the latest possible times for Tzeis HaKochavim. Our Gemara on Lamed Daled Amud Beis simply described Shkias HaChama as being the beginning moment of Bein Hashmashos, and described that Shkias HaChama, its early point was when the sky begins to get red after the sun goes down. The Mordechi on our Gemara in Simen Tav Nun Vav, and this is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Reish Samach Aleph Siv Katan Chav Gimel, quotes a Yireim that writes, Mishenote Ma'at, when the sun has begun to dip, Umakirin Ha'olam, and it's obvious to the world, Sherotze Likanes, that it's as if he wants to go down, Ba'ove Harakia, down to the horizon, Dahainu Ma'at Kodem Shkias HaChama. It's a little bit prior to Shkia, not the actual Shkia itself. V'loshon Misha Tishka, the expression Chazal used, Misha Tishka HaChama, Mashma Hakdama, indicates when it's beginning to set, not the actual setting of when it disappears. And that already is called Bein Hashmashos. Vishiura le Rabba, and Rabba said, Tlasa Raviya Mil, it's 3/4 of mil. Rav Yosef, tre mili mil. According to the Yireim, Shkia is not the way most people today think of it, and that is at the time that the sun sets, but rather is the period as the sun sets. Think about how people describe a beautiful sunset. That's Misha Tishka Achama. That is 3/4 of a mil, according to Rabbah, as we had of our Gemara, of walking 3/4 of a mil, which is between 18 and 22 minutes that it takes to walk a mil. And that is the Zman of Shkia Sachama. Some have suggested that if one calculates, that period of time of Erev Shabbos falls out the period of 18 minutes that many, particularly those in the States, who follow, and in Chutz La'aretz, follow as the time of Hadlakas Neros, falls out what they hear in Eretz Yisrael as Bul, specifically, almost exactly, to the 18 minutes of the Yireim. And this is mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, that if one stops doing Melacha already 3/4 of a mil before Shkia, which, if Shkia is calculated that way, which is the amount of time it takes a mil is 22 minutes, so 3/4 is almost exactly 18 minutes, and it would come out that it could very well be that the custom began to be choshesh for the Yireim, and the Mishnah Berurah's expression is, Umisha machmer al atzmo porsh atzmo melacha, chetzi shah al kapanim shlisha kodem shkia, ashrei lo du yoytze bezeh, yishitas kol rishonim. He'll thereby be able to be mekayim the shita of all rishonim. However, according to most opinions, Shkia does not begin until approximately 15 minutes later, or a little bit more, when the sun actually sets. The Sefer Mishnos Yosef, which is written by Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, who is a fantastic Talmud Chacham. I was zochet to go and buy his Sfarim from him, and he has a beautiful Hadras Panim, like my Rebbe Rav Neman Sal. He was wearing tefillin. Interestingly, he took off his shel rosh before he opened the door. He's a rosh kolel in Sadi Gur, as well as one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Kolel Shomrei HaChomos. He suggests that the minug in Yerushalayim, many of you might be familiar, that there is a custom in Yerushalayim to light candles 40 minutes before Shkia, is also connected to this Yireim. And that is, he does the calculation like we did, that according to the Yireim, Shabbos actually begins 18 minutes before Shkia, plus another 12, which he says is an old tradition, that Tosefes Shabbos
there's a mitzvah to be most of 12 minutes to Shabbos, 18 plus 12 is 30, and another 10 minutes for the actual act of lighting candles, it takes, if the woman starts, he argued, 40 minutes before Shabbos, hence the old Yerushalayim minig to this day, both in Yerushalayim, as well as where I sit, here in, where I record, Baruch Hashem, most of my day in Yerushalayim HaKosh, but where I record, in Beit Shemesh, the siren goes off 40 minutes, that's the meaning behind that custom. Okay, now we understand the earliest times that people take Shabbos in. Must be emphasized that there is a mitzvah do reisa, according to many, of Tosefes Shabbos, and it's not enough for a person to stop doing melacha before Shkia. They should expressly state, Rav Yashiv even would state after his shtayl and shmon esrei and mincha, if he davened the late mincha before the chazar sashatz, hareini mekabel Shabbos kodesh, thereby be mekayim Tosefes Shabbos as well. Of course, when it comes to Bein HaShmashos, it's impossible to discuss it without discussing the very, very important machlokis between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim, what's known today as the machlokis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. However, that sugya, we have to wait for tomorrow. Tosas on Lamed Heyam and Aleph will discuss the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will do it inside. It should be noted that as far as the Shita of Yoreim goes, the Chassam Sofer in Orechaim Simin Pei emphasizes that even though, as we had said, there are many customs that follow the opinion of the Yoreim, nevertheless, the Chassam Sofer goes out of his way to point out that we are not Choshesh at all Mikra Dedina for this Yoreim. He discusses the following Shaila. There was a child that was born on Motzai Shabbos during Bein HaShmashos. And the question was, it was clearly already the time of Motzai Shabbos, or of at Bein HaShmashos, at least, of the Yoreim. It was clearly after 18 minutes before Shkia. Whether it was Shkia or after Shkia, there the Chassam Sofer says it wasn't clear, it was a cloudy day. What's the halacha about the day of the child's bris? We know that there is an Isa d'Araisa to cut a wound on Shabbos, except for a Mila. To do a Mila early on Shabbos would not only be a problem vis-a-vis Mila, but also be Chilul Shabbos d'Araisa. The Chassam Sofer points out vociferously that we do not follow this Yoreim. Hence, the Chassam Sofer says that the bris would be on Sunday, not on Shabbos. And then the Chassam Sofer adds, but of course, we have to be careful to be consistent. That is, that according to the Yoreim, one is not allowed to do melacha on Erev Shabbos already before the Shkia, and the time of Tzeis HaKochavim is earlier, and one would be able to do melacha on Motzai Shabbos. Says the Chassam Sofer, the minig in our places is to wait what we call 72 minutes, which we'll discuss tomorrow, for Malacha Matzai Shabbos, and we're lenient, here are the words of Chassam Sofer, that we stop doing Malacha an hour before the 72 minutes are up, that would mean at least 12 minutes after the Shkia. So certainly, if we're going to wait till Sunday, which Chassam Sofer says we should be careful we do, we would of course have to be machmir on Matzai Shabbos to wait for the 72 minutes of the Rabbeinu Tam. So it's interesting to note that at least the Chassam Sofer throws out the Yoreim entirely. However, lahalacha, however, it's important to add that this is the Chassam Sofer who's assuming, like Rabbeinu Tam, that Tzeis HaKochavim is not until 72 minutes after Shkia. If that's so, then the Shita of the Yoreim is not followed. Bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah says, one can be machmir to fulfill the Shita of Yoreim. It is laudable, and it could be that the Yoreim Shita found in the Mordechai on our daf is behind many of the customs of lighting candles in Klal Yisrael today. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha Tabak from Daf Lamed Dalet. Stay tuned, Be'ezer Hashem, for Daf Lamed Hey, because Mirtz Hashem, we will get to the crux of the issue, and that is how long Bein HaShmashos goes. The different customs following Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra.